Now, new research has revealed shocking statistics about our buying behaviour when it comes to cybersecurity. This Christmas season, many of us will shop online for presents, food and other festive items. However, over half of us admit that the stress of Christmas shopping can cause us to behave carelessly online, putting us at risk of losing almost £725 per head. Now, to tell us more about the research and how we can safeguard ourselves online, I have cyber crime expert Raj Samani joining us. Hello.
Hi, this is Raj Samani.
Now, tell us a bit more about the research, Raj, first before. I mean, what actually surprised you about it?
The McAfee study actually found a number of things that were quite interesting. But I think for me, what I found most remarkable was just how late we leave our shopping. I mean, you know, generally speaking, we're spending up to 4 to 5 months to actually save for one single day. And yet the remarkable thing is broadly people are waiting for the last 2 weeks before they start their shopping. And actually in Scotland, actually it's the last 11 days.
Yeah, the back's against the wall.
Absolutely. And, you know, what that tends to, well, actually what happens as a result of that is, you know, we kind of let our guard down. So things such as, you know, looking for the cheapest price, one in two of us might end up going to a website that we've maybe not used before and certainly isn't one of the more trusted websites that we all kind of know of. But equally, things like, you know, where we're being offered next day delivery, we're more likely to go for a site that offers that quicker delivery, regardless of whether it's something that we've used before or not.
The thing is, it's a bit of a minefield. A lot of our audience are either blind or partially sighted. And, you know, going on websites can be a bit of a minefield.
Well, absolutely. But the reality is that what we found was, you know, 93% of people are actually shopping online. So that is, you know, that's almost everybody today that's actually shopping online. And if you consider what that used to be a few years ago, I mean, I remember when we were talking about the internet actually just crossing that threshold of 50%. And now we're kind of talking almost 100%.
No, I had a bad experience last year. It wasn't Christmas, but I ordered and bought a rather nice saxophone. Well, I thought I had. The company took the money, but the saxophone never arrived. And I felt really helpless with that. Now, as far as I knew, they were a legitimate company, and they looked legitimate. But after a bit of research afterwards, I found that there were some other people that had the same complaint. So it can happen so quickly.
Well, and the sad thing is that, you know, what you're describing has actually happened to almost one in two people. I think it was 45% of people that have actually suffered some sort of financial loss as a result. And, you know, what that means is that 54% of people have said, really, the kind of the stress of the Christmas season can actually cause them to behave really carelessly as well. So you kind of compound what's happening, like in terms of all of these various different websites, and the fact that Christmas makes us drop our guard even more.
What are some things that we could do then to try and help safeguard ourselves then?
So there's three tips that I could give today. And, you know, one of them actually revolves around how you connect. So if you think today, you know, how you're getting to the internet, many of us, and in fact, the McAfee study found that one in five people actually use an open wireless network to do their shopping. So 20% of people may well shop by using the wireless network from a coffee shop, for example. And obviously, that's one of the things that they need to address.
So what is the risk of doing that then?
Well, if it's an open wireless network, then people can actually what we call sniff the traffic. In other words, they can actually listen to the communication that you're having with the website. And so, you know, when you're shopping online, what you want to do is ensure that, you know, from your phone or from your computer to the actual seller itself, there's nobody there that's actually trying to capture the information. And so the important thing is to either use a secure connection, i.e., you know, if you're connecting from home, for example, where nobody can actually sniff the traffic, but also perhaps look at security software like a virtual private network. In other words, it kind of what we call encrypts the connection between the two. So it means that nobody can kind of intercept that. The other thing that people need to look at is where you actually do your shopping. So just think before you click. You know, is it a website that you've used before? Or actually, is it a trusted seller? If you're using an auction website, you know, do they have good feedback? Have they actually, you know, sold things in the past? And then the third thing is browse with security protection enabled as well. So have some degree of security protection on your device.
So how do you know if you're using a network then, apart from at home, that's actually encrypted then?
So what tends to happen is, you know, if you're using a connection like a coffee shop, for example, then it's an open network, so anybody else can actually access that. The other thing is you don't actually know that you're connecting to, say, for example, the coffee shop's network. So there are some people that will set up like rogue networks. So what we always recommend is use the virtual private network to ensure that you've got that security between you and the seller. You know, so being conscious of how you connect is going to be crucial.
Because I think there's a temptation when I'm waiting for a train, I browse online, and then you can be tempted then to say, oh, that's right, I've been meaning to get that.
That's what's so great about the internet, is because it is so accessible. You can just click a button and have something ordered within minutes, but equally, that's where some of the risks come into place. And, you know, we have to consider that criminals don't rob banks with guns. They use USB sticks, they use computer viruses. And so, you know, as we kind of move and migrate towards more online, naturally so will criminals move from offline crime to more online crime.
What about websites that look official but turn out to be fake? How can you protect against that?
Well, it's difficult to judge by the naked eye. In fact, you know, we had a discussion earlier about, you know, how can you spot a fraudulent website? And, you know, one of our colleagues said, well, actually, look at the spelling. And, you know, I think historically that might have been a good tip and trick to use, but today they use spell check. Today they actually look almost indistinguishable to the legitimate site. So our recommendation has always been, you know, rather than, for example, clicking on a link in your email, go directly to the website you want to go to. If you're going to be using a website that you don't normally use, like in your case with the saxophone, maybe do some research on the website itself. So, for example, are there any reviews about it? Have other people shopped there in the past? There are steps that you can take, and, you know, just really just think before you click. Just take a step back and say, well, okay, you know, is this a site that I want to shop at? And also think about the amount that you're going to be spending. You know, on average, people are spending approximately £300 to £400 on, you know, on a single item. That's the maximum that they would spend. Well, that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, well, in my case, it was over £4,000. So it was quite a shocker for me, to be quite honest.
Did you get the money back, or did you manage to?
No, well, I struggled for a month, and then I got fed up with being told lies, and I went to my bank because I paid with a Visa debit card, which I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but at least the bank said they would reimburse me pending an investigation. So I didn't hear it anymore, but it's always left me a little bit kind of reticent about it.
You know, I mean, one of the advantages that you had in this particular case was it was a lesson about, I think, you know, where you're going to shop without actually having financial loss. But the reality is that, you know, on average, people are going to lose about £725 a year through some degree of online fraud. And I think these are some of the challenges that we face as a society, because, you know, crime is now digital, and, you know, you don't have to leave your bedroom if you want to carry out a fraud against anybody. And I think certainly at Christmas we kind of drop our guard a lot more than we may other times in the year.
So just to sum up, Raj, just give us some basic tips that just think before we actually purchase online.
Think about how you're connecting to the internet. You know, are you using a network that might be kind of open so everybody can view it? So, you know, the wireless network at a coffee shop or a shopping center might be one avenue that you might want to avoid perhaps buying from. The other thing you might want to be considerate of is think before you click. So who am I actually buying with? Have I actually reviewed their, you know, have I actually checked any reviews about that particular service? And also ensure that you have up-to-date security protection on your device.
And finally, would it be good to sort of deal with people that we've dealt with in the past, try and get some trusted people that we use regularly?
I think absolutely. I think there are some websites out there that we all know of that you know, have good reputations that we've actually worked with in the past. I think that's a viable place and a viable site to use. You know, it might mean you might have to spend a little bit more than the amazing offer that you've had in your inbox, but the reality is that the item's likely to come, and if it doesn't come, at least you're protected as well.
Where can we get some more information on this? Because there's a lot to cover.
There are, yes, absolutely. So McAfee.com, we've actually made a lot of the advice, tips and tricks all accessible and available on the website.
Raj Samani, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.